Thank you, Timmy. Thank you again to each one of you veterans, and not only to those who are here, but for many who are not here today. I always think that we are indebted to so many people for their commitment, whether it was voluntary or whether it was under our times of whenever that we were under the draft. It still took, and we still take, the best there are to send them off to fight the battles for each and every one of us. And I, along with each one of you, are truly appreciative of that commitment which they have made. I want to take just a couple of minutes, and that's about what I've got this morning. It's a couple of minutes to share with you just a few words from the writings of the Apostle Paul. When he was writing to the church in Corinth, he said on two different occasions, and in the first letter and in the second letter, but the first letter out of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, and in the second time that he uses this is in the second letter to the Corinthians, and again in the second chapter. He said this, "But and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Now, what he basically said there is, I was determined that I was not going to know anything among you saving Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The apostle knew a lot of other things. The apostle Paul was a very learned man. He was an individual who had been trained and had experienced a very broad life, to say the least, before that the Lord saved him. And he became then one of the most prolific preachers of the word that we have today. And yet, when he went to the people of Corinth, who put a great amount of emphasis upon the arts and upon education and upon the philosophy and the things of material nature, Paul said, "I was determined to not know anything among you saving Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Then when he was ready to go back to them again, after that he had been there and established the church, and the church was doing well, it had a lot of problems. There were a lot of things that he knew about the church by the time he wrote the second letter. But he said, "When I come back to you, I'm going to be determined to not know anything that's going to sadden you, and I'm not going to come back and effectively reprimand you for the things that are going on, because you are a blessing unto me." I think many times that our determination to do the work of the Lord is not nearly what it should be. That for most of us, it's kind of a secondary thing, or maybe even farther down the list than that. And we kind of fit it into our lives and our schedules to where that it's okay, but it really doesn't have that much importance to us. And I think sometimes that we probably need to be, as Paul was, determined to not know anything excepting Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and to be able to tell other people about the Lord. It's fine. I always enjoy it. I'm always happy and proud to be able to represent this church and to tell people about Elkton Baptist Church. I run into the problem all the time of people saying, "Now, that's at Eldon, Missouri." And I said, "No, it's not Eldon. It's Elkton." You know, and so they look at me somewhat quizzical and puzzled and say, "Where is Elkton?" It's kind of hard to explain to people where Elkton is if you're not familiar with the area. And so, you know, but I'm always proud to be able to tell them about our church and our people. By the same token, there's one person that's more important than all of us together, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to be sure that we get that message across to them about the Lord. And I'm always happy for people to come here to Elkton Baptist Church, because I'm convinced that our primary responsibility And our emphasis should be upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we should be willing to tell other people about Him. Paul, writing on another occasion, as he wrote to the Roman brethren, he said, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, he prefaced that by saying, For as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For as much as in me is. So sometimes I think what we need to do is maybe have a little more enthusiasm about what we do. I kid a lot about us men singing, and I think, finally, as Jim said, you know, we enjoy it. We've had fun, but we're not making any pretense. We're not. You're not our best singer. Now, I look back and saw some of you singing with us. Saw one, met two men back there singing. They knew the words. They weren't even looking at the book. So you two men, you might be prepared to have me approach you between now and the next time and say, you know what? We'd like to have you. Now, I saw a woman or two singing it too. You know what? I don't believe, Tracy, we have a women's group, do we? You've got several little groups, but where all the women have to come up and sing like we've been having to, you know, get these women who said, oh, no, no, I'm not going to sing, you know. Well, we had some of the men who probably started out that way. And so, you know, I'm only kidding with you, because I want you to enjoy what you're doing in the work of the Lord. I want you to be determined. I want you to do it with all there is about you, whatever it is, you know, other than if you just want to fuss and fight. If you want to do that, go home. You know, don't be doing that with us. We've got enough problems anyway without that attitude. But I'm seriously saying, you know, Paul said, I was determined to not know anything among you. Did he know a lot of other things? Of course he did. He had been made private to a lot of the problems that were in the church. He knew of things that were going on there. He said, some of them shouldn't even be, you know, it's a shame that you haven't done anything about some of these problems. But he said, when I come back to you, I'm going to be determined to not be critical of you. I want to be helpful to you, because you are a blessing unto me. And that's what I can say to you this morning is that the reason that I want you to be determined that you're going to do what the Lord wants you to do, because that is a blessing to me. Whenever that I see and whenever I hear people who are doing what the Lord wants them to do. And it should be a joy in our lives. We're getting ready to go in to the most joyous, dreadful season of the year. For some people, it's the most joyous season of the year when we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for some, it's the most dreadful time because we have commercialized it to the extent that we've left the Lord out of it. Now, I hope that we'll be able, as a church, to enjoy as we go through this season. Is it a busy time? Absolutely. Just make it busier. Just make it busier so that you don't even have any time to complain about all the things that you've got to do, that you've got to worry about, and just keep making it busier. But don't leave the Lord out of it. Make Him the most important part of the whole thing. Thank you for your good attention, for your presence, for your prayers, for you men and women. Now, we didn't have any women in church here this morning who we acknowledged as being veterans. I just happen to have a very personal, I'll get it said in a minute, reason for always being sure that we recognize the women too, because I have a daughter who spent 9 years of her life in the military. And so I understand. I always tell people one of the most frightening things to me was to have her call me up from Germany and say, Dad, guess what? I just came off guard duty and I had an M1 rifle with live ammunition. And I thought, oh, Lord, that kid is out there with something like that. No telling. We may be in the next war here with her. No, I love my daughter and I'm so proud of her for the years she spent. But there are many other daughters, many other women who have been in the service of our country as well as the men. And they have paid as much of a price. So let's not forget to say thank you to all of them. Whatever war, whatever battle, whatever part of the service they were in. One or two mentioned in peacetime. That's all right. You spent some of the best years of your life being able to provide what we have here today. So thank you. Thank you, each one of you, for being here. And let's be determined that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be the most important person in our lives and in our celebration of the days that are ahead. We're going to get through Thanksgiving. That's the first one. So, you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Every one of us do. I know we cry and we complain a lot about all the problems and everything. And we're always talking about everything here that people have going wrong. But a lot of us need to say, Lord, thank you that everything's as well with me as it is. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And then when we get past that, then we'll go into saying, thank you, Lord, for coming and living here among the children of men and allowing me to have the opportunity to be one of your children.